So how are y'all doing, CLCC? Y'all doing all right?
All right, yeah, pretty good.
Well, I just want to encourage everyone. This last Thursday night, we had Encounter Night. Let me tell you one thing. God is moving. So if you weren't able to be there, it's okay. You missed out, but still, God is still there and still wants to meet you. So come on out Thursday night, 7 o'clock, not this Thursday, but the following Thursday. Come on out, be touched. We had three different churches represented here last night, Thursday night. We had Diller Mennonite, and we also had a Big Springs Church of, Big Springs? Spring Heights Church of God. So, yeah. So, good stuff going on with that. So, I just want to thank everyone for coming out, because when you come out, we're just looking for an encounter with Jesus. That's all it is. It's not anything preset, nothing that's going to be done. It's a little different than a Sunday morning service. We just want to see God move. And when He moves in us, He gives us overflow, and we overflow it back into our communities, in our areas, and even in our other churches of other people that go to the other churches. So I just want to encourage you, like, from this body, come on out, get filled, and take it back home to your wife and kids, take it back home to your significant others, take it back home to your friends and family at work. Just take it back with you. Take His presence with you, because isn't it so much easier to, you know, operate life with His presence in you, with you being full of His goodness? It's a lot easier to do life that way than it is to be on empty. So I just want to encourage everyone, come on out Thursday night, 7 o'clock. You will not be disappointed. I can guarantee you that. Just get there. Getting there can be tough. I'm not going to lie to you. Getting there is tough. It's always a struggle. But if you get there, you're going to be blessed. Amen? Amen. So today we're just going to be doing, the Lord gave me this sermon, and it's called Dare to Believe. It's the title of it. Dare to Believe. And I love this, because we definitely do topics on what God's doing in here. And I find that I normally tend to go to the manifestation of His kingdom. That's normally where I tend to be. Where everyone else has their different specifics, and I love it, because we're all different areas in here. But I tend to more manifesting His kingdom on here. So we're going to be talking about what He wants to do in us today, and through us today, and to us today. So, and that's talking about manifesting His kingdom, the presence, the power, the participating, and definitely what He wants to do in our hearts. So welcome here on Facebook. Oh, there we are. Welcome on Facebook. Glad that you're able to join us today. God's got a great word for you, and we're so happy that you're able to be here, be blessed, and be encouraged today. All right. So let's just close our eyes for a minute. Just close our eyes. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Because He wants to do a lot in us today. Thank you, Father. So good. You're so good. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we just thank You for this morning. We have this time dedicated to You, O God. You were happy when we came out of church this morning. Like, yes, I get to be with my son. Yes, I get to be with my daughter. So happy to be with them. That time set aside. You were just so excited. And You want to speak to us now, Lord. So, Father, we just ask, God, that You would speak to us in our hearts, Father, through what I'm saying and also through what You are saying, God. Let me communicate it clearly the way that You want me to communicate it. Father, we just thank You, God, that You are going to do some great things in our hearts today, and that we're not going to leave the same way that we came in, Father. And, Father, we just thank You for who You are and what You're doing in us, even though it's sometimes it's hard to see what's going on. Sometimes it's tough to be in the season that we're in. But Father, we know to trust in You, because You are our hope and our salvation. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. So, dare to believe. How many of y'all believe a lot of things? There's a lot of things to believe in, isn't there? You know, there's a lot of things to believe in. You're like, you know, you believe in, you know, Santa Claus when you're little, you know. I believe in Santa Claus, yes, you know. I believe in the Tooth Fairy, because Tooth Fairy's real. Because there was money underneath my pillow when I left my tooth there last night. The Tooth Fairy's real. You know, we believe a lot of things. We believe a lot of things. We believe the news sometimes. The news sometimes, we believe it, you know. It's going to rain today, the weatherman says. We believe him. And then it doesn't. You know, but I'm just saying, you know, we believe a lot of things that goes on. But how many of you know that we can believe in Jesus, most importantly? And then when He gives us a word, when He gives us a promise, that we can stand on that promise and hope in it and see Him do great and wonderful things. Now, sometimes That promise might take a while to be delivered on. Sometimes we have to wait a while to see God fulfill that promise, to see God fulfill what He was talking to us about, fulfill what He told us He was going to do in our lives. Sometimes we have to wait a little while because He's getting us ready for that time, getting us ready for to be able to receive the goodness part of that. God has deposited a lot in us. He's given us dreams. He's given us goals, things you want to do. He's given us hope. And those are just the things for us. I'm not even talking about the things for other people. Because, you know, when you're around, you have friends, you have other people, you want to see God do good things in them. Don't you know that? Did you know that? This might be a, you know, this might be an exploding mind. Did you know that I want to see God do good things in all of your lives? Wow, did you know? If you didn't know that, I'm so sorry. But it is true. I want to see God do great and wonderful things in all of your lives. And not just on Sunday morning. Can you believe that? Oh my goodness, Pastor Van, you are preaching good news now. I'm telling you, preaching it. You really want to see me succeed? Yes! I want everyone to succeed. And I'm not the only one. Pastor Steve, the leadership, Pastor Kurt, Pastor Steph, Pastor Adam, we all want to see God do great things in everyone's life here. Everyone's life here. Because God has a great calling and a great purpose for everyone here. And we want to see God do that to you. And for you to move in that. I know that many people here have family. Wouldn't you like to see God do great things in your family? Come on. Come on. I mean, I remember there was a time where my sister, she was kind of going her own way, and it was pressed to my heart. I was like, God, I really want to see her serving you, living for Jesus, because there had been a lot of heartbreak. There had been a lot of things that had gone on in her life, and she was kind of going her own way. She didn't really want to follow God's purposes. And, you know, it happens. It happens. We get disappointed. We get disillusioned. We get turned away. We get strayed. There's a lot of things that happen. Disappointment, doubt, all of it comes in. The enemy uses all that stuff. And then we kind of like, you know what? Maybe I'm better on my own. We think that way. But I remember there was a time when I was praying for her. I'm like, God, you can do it. You can do it. And it took a little while. But did you know she is serving Him ever so more fervently than she ever has today? She is going after Him, going after His promises. She's preaching to her older brother. Let me tell you something, man. This is how it's going. Let me tell you what God's doing. I'm like, okay. All right, sis. I got you. It's good. But I just want to encourage you, don't give up. Don't give up. Go after it. Do you dare to believe that God can do it? Do you dare to believe? Let's turn with me into Luke 2. Let's go to Luke 2. We're going to look at someone who was daring to believe. Dare to believe. Because with belief, you have to have hope. Isn't that true? To believe, you got to have hope. And I love what it says in Micah 7:7 while you're getting to Luke 2:25. But as for me, I will watch and hope for the Lord. I will wait for God, my Savior. My God will hear me. Come on, somebody. Hope. I want to see God do great things. But you've got to dare to believe. Luke 2 and verse 25. We're going to skip around a little bit, but verse 25 is where I'm going to start. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Now, when I think about that, you know, you're like, okay, he's not going to die. That's great. But how long did he have to wait? Was it 2 years? Was it 5 years? Was it 15 years? Was it 30 years? It doesn't say how long. But the word of the Lord from the Holy Spirit said that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what was custom of the law required. It doesn't say how many years that he waited. But he waited a little while, historians say. But he was faithful and daring to believe that he was going to do it. Because, I mean, can we be real here for a second? Can I be real? If I don't see something happen, you know, in the first few months, I get a little doubtful. Do you get that way? Or maybe it's just, y'all don't get that way. It's just me. Y'all are all amazing people, right? You know? I mean, you are, but, you know, y'all are like, oh, no, man, after 2 or 3 months, I'm still going for it, you know? Let me be honest. I get a little bit doubtful. I'm like, well, you know, Lord, you said it 2 or 3 months ago. I felt like it was now, and I had seen it, and doesn't look like anything that's going to happen. And then I wait, you know, then I'm like, all right, Lord, you know, I'm going to trust in you. And I wait like a year. And I don't see anything happen then. I'm like, oh, I missed it. I don't know. I missed it. I must have missed it. But the Lord says, nope, it's still there. So I wait. I hope. Waiting for him to do things. And there have been some things that I'm still waiting for the Lord to do. There are still some things I'm still waiting for him to do. But I know that he can still do them. Even if I have to wait 25 years plus. There have been some things I'm waiting for a while. And it's getting up there in time frame. But I know that he's going to do them. I'm hoping him, believing him, expecting him to do it when he sees fit. Because his timing is perfect. We have to hope. So here's a good quote for you. You ready? You ready for something here? This is good stuff. A broken promise breaks the heart, but a heart of hope is never broken. That's deep. I'm telling you, that's deep. A broken promise breaks the heart, but a heart of hope is never broken. Because if we're hoping in Him, our heart can't be broken. If we're hoping in what He has for us, if we're hoping for what He's going to do, what He's told us He's going to do, we're never disappointed. Now, maybe it doesn't end up the exact way that we thought exactly was supposed to happen. Maybe it's like, well, God, I thought you said this and this and this. But when God gives us a word, when God gives us hope for His plans, it happens according to His will and His glory, perfectly that way. In Romans 8:25, but if we hope for what we do not yet have, we wait for it patiently. We wait for it patiently. That's what hope is. Let's look at somebody else. Simeon was great. Let's look at John the Baptist's father. So turn with me to Luke 1. Let's Luke 1. John the Baptist's father, Zechariah. Luke 1, it's right after Matthew. And for my little kids, that's what I would say, you know, because I was in camp mode a little while ago. I said, all right, you don't know where that is. Turn to the table of contents. Let's look in the table of contents where that word is, where that book is. Turn to that page. There you go. Then verse, chapter 1. So Luke 1, 11. We're going to start there. Then the angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing at the right side of the altar of incense. But the angel said to him, do not be afraid. I always find it interesting, and this is just a side note, I find it interesting that whenever an angel appears, the person who sees the angel in manifest form is always terrified. I always find that interesting. And I was like, why, you know, it kind of gets your wheels thinking. You're like, why is it always terrified? But you got to remember, these angels have been in the presence of the full glory of God Almighty. And they are just absorbed with His glory being on them in such a huge impact that whenever they come to earth and make themselves known, the glory of the Lord is still on them in such such power and presence that these mortal bodies can't take it. You know, have you noticed that our body's a little fragile? Have you noticed that? You know, you fall, you scrape your knee, blood comes out, you know. Our bodies are a little fragile. Same way in the spirit. If the Lord's spirit comes on something so strong, our mortal bodies don't know how to handle that too well. But I love it because I want to encounter God's glory like that. Don't you? I'm okay with an angel. I'm okay to be terrified. I'm okay if it's God's presence and he is showing up an angel and, you know, he showed up an angel and we see that and I am just scared. I am okay with that. I'm good. I'm okay. I'll be happy to see angels in manifest form. I'm good with that. But then Zechariah, your prayer has been heard, is what the angel said. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son and you are call him John. When Zechariah saw this, he was startled and was gripped with fear. Zechariah asked the angel, "How can I be sure of this? I am old and my wife is well along in years." I love this part because apparently Zechariah stopped praying for a son. He is old and his wife is old. They stopped praying this prayer a while ago because they believed they were too old. It's an echo. I love it. I love it. Good. I'm glad it's going on. So that's good. They stopped praying. But it's funny because even though they stopped praying, the Lord still answered that prayer. Even though they stopped hoping and stopped believing in what they were going after, the Lord was still gracious and the Lord still had a plan that it said, hey, you know what? Even though you might have stopped praying, I didn't forget those prayers. Even though you stopped hoping for something, even though you stopped believing in something, I am still going to do something great in you. Yeah. Come on, somebody. Then the angel said to him, I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and I have been sent to speak to you and tell you about this good news. And now you will be silent and not able to speak until the day this happens, because you did not believe my words, which will come true at their appointed time. I mean, it was Gabriel who showed up. The angel of Gabriel showed up on this one. And it tells them, you're not going to speak anymore either, because you don't believe. You didn't believe. So the angel said, well, fine. You're not going to believe me? You're not going to talk at all, because I don't want you cast any doubt. I want this to be assigned to you and to your wife that this is going to happen. The Lord is so gracious. The Lord is so good. That even though we try to rationalize, because don't we rationalize things sometimes? Don't we like, well, did he really say that? Did he really mean that? You know? And that doubt creeps in. Even with an angel, even Gabriel, one of the archangels, says, this is what the Lord says. Well, I don't know, you know. No, he says it's going to happen. And because it's going to happen, I'm going to give you a sign, because you're not going to talk anymore about anything. And it shows later on in the scripture saying, and then he gets his voice back once John is born. But he might have thought, I'm not going to get my voice back. He might have thought, I don't know what's going to happen now. But the Lord is so gracious. He's so good that even though Zechariah and Elizabeth prayed for something for many years and didn't see it was going to come to pass, it did, because God remembered their prayers. God remembered his promises. Two things I want to touch on real quick, because sometimes things creep in, doesn't it? Can I be real? Can we be real here? You know, I'm not the perfect Christian. I want to be the first to tell you that. I try. I try sometimes. Sometimes I fall short. Sometimes I fall a lot short. But I know he still loves me. I know he still cares about me. I know I'm still going after him with my whole heart. But I fall short. And when God gives you a word, when God gives you a promise, when God gives you hope, there's two things that can come in. There's a lot more other things, but I felt like these two were what were for this church and for this house. Doubt is number one. Doubt can come in. And doubt comes in many different ways. Doubt might be like, you know, did God really say that? You know, did he really mean that? Or maybe, he's never done anything like this for me before. Or maybe it's, I don't feel like he's done anything for me. Or do we doubt because, well, he's kind of a, I know he's up there, but he's kind of a smaller God. He's not really a big God. He's a smaller God. I mean, yeah, he made the heavens and the earth, and that's great, but he's kind of small to do things here on earth. Or maybe it's too hard for him. Well, you know, God can do this, he can heal this, or he can do this, but this thing that I have going on, this promise, that's too much. Or he's too busy. He's too busy. He's got other things, he's worried about other things going on in the world. He's too busy to fulfill that. Another good one is, he's angry at me. Well, he didn't answer the first time I prayed for something. He didn't do anything the first time he promised it. He must be angry at me. I did something. I'm done. He's written me off. Or I've done something that since he said that, I'm off the path too far. Boom. Can't ever happen. Doesn't matter your doubt, because he can take it. Doesn't matter what your perception of him is. He's still Lord, King, and Savior. He's still ruler of everything. He's still the creator. He's the one who defines gravity. He's the one who set the laws in motion. He's the one that makes the wind blow. He's the one that made the black holes that swallow everything, including light. He is the Almighty Creator. So number one, doubts. Number two, and this can be a real tough one, disappointment. Come on, somebody. Disappointment's tough. It's very tough. Disappointment. Maybe your heart was broken. Or your heart's been broken because of something you felt like the Lord wanted to do, but something happened. You're like, my heart's broken. I mean, take the Apostle Thomas. Doubting Thomas, as they say. He said, unless I can touch the nail-scarred hands, or I can put my hand in his side where the spear pierced his side, I won't believe. The same Thomas said that is the same Thomas who two chapters earlier said, we will go with you and die. He was heartbroken. He was like, I can't believe in that again. It didn't happen the way it was supposed to, though. It didn't happen the way I felt it should. So I'm disappointed. Disappointment. God can't do it. Can't trust him is another one. Maybe because of someone in your life, maybe a father, mother, parent, good friend, broke trust. And you see God that same way. Well, I don't know if I can trust him. I couldn't trust my earthly father. I couldn't trust my mother. I couldn't trust those people, those pastors or those people around me because something happened. I can't trust them, so there's no way I can trust God. I can't trust them. Or maybe people gave you empty promises. Oh, yeah, we'll do that. Let's do that. Let's be there. I'll help you out with that. And they're not there. And you're like, well, if they're not there, then God's not there probably. You think that way. Or maybe another one, this is a big one. Maybe God's disappointed in me. Maybe because what I've done, he's disappointed with me and I can't ever have the thing that God promised me. Because I didn't walk the exact way he wanted me to. And so in my life, I'm disappointed with me. So he must be disappointed with me. And so what God has promised me can't happen. what I hope for can't happen because it just can't because I'm disappointed in me. He's disappointed in me because I'm just not serving him the way I should. Or another one, and this can be a tough one for us too, especially if it's been a few years. Forgotten. God must have forgotten everything. He must have forgotten those things I was praying for. He must have forgotten things that he told me he was going to do. He must have forgotten that, you know, he was going to do great, awesome things in through me and for me in this, whatever situation it was. He must have forgotten. Because, I mean, no, we forget. We forget, don't we? We forget. Those two are the things I want to talk about. Disappointment and doubts. But do we dare to believe? Do you still dare to believe? Do you still dare to trust in Him? Because it says that all of His promises are yes and amen. Do you still dare to believe? Because it takes guts. It takes courage to believe. Especially if there's been something you've been praying for or believing for or God's given you for, hope, and it's been 10 to 20 years. Maybe it's even been 30 years. Or maybe in Zechariah's case, you stopped praying for it. Either because, oh, we're too old, or it's too hard, or it's just not going to happen. I want to encourage you today, CLCC. God is not forgotten, and God is still able to fulfill the promises that He's given you. He's still able to give you what He's promised you. He's still able to fulfill the words that He has spoken over you. And not just you, but if God's giving you words for others as well, maybe it's family, maybe it's friends, maybe it's people in the church. If God's giving you words for them as well, don't stop hoping. Don't stop believing. Continue to go for it. Continue to say, nope, I'm not going to give in to doubt and all that goes along with it. No, I'm not going to give in to disappointment. I'm going for hope. I'm waiting expectantly for God to do what He said He was going to do. Because He is faithful to do it. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. Let's just all close our eyes for a moment. And I just want to give everyone a chance to respond to what He's saying today. I want to give you a chance to respond about if you're going to dare to believe that anything is possible. I'm going to play a song, and I just want you to listen to the words. And if you want to worship, that's fine. But I want you to just have a time with Father and have a heart-to-heart with Him for a moment. And you ask Him about what He wants to do in your life. You ask Him about those things that maybe He's promised, or maybe He said to you. Maybe it was 20, 30 years ago. Maybe even longer. Or maybe it was just a few months ago and it didn't happen yet. Or maybe it was like 5 or 10 years ago. Ask Him about that. But just remember when asking, are you daring to believe? Thank you, Father.
We're so thankful for your presence that's in this room right now.
Yeah, yeah.
I just feel the joy of surrender. The joy of surrender. What a joy it is to lay down our lives. We gotta lose our lives to find it. I'm gonna lose my life in you, Jesus. I will dare to believe that anything is possible. We throw caution to with my Jesus. Let's sing that again. I will dare. I will dare to believe that anything is possible. I throw caution to the wind. It's time to risk again. I will dare to believe that anything is possible with Jesus. Oh yeah. Oh.
After 20, 30 years, 40 years, or 5 or 10 years, whatever you've told us, whatever you've promised us, oh God, we still dare to believe. We risk it all, Father, knowing that all your promises are yes and amen. Knowing that you can do great things in us and to us, Father, but also the promises for our friends and our family. Promises about others, oh God. Promises about this church, about this community, about this area. Lord, we thank you right now for them, and we dare to believe once again that you can do it. We dare to believe. We risk it for you because you are good. We hope and wait for it patiently. For you to move how you want to. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Just want to give, just really feel like it's a time of ministry we want to have just for a moment. And I just want you to raise your hand. And what we're going to do is we're going to pray once you raise your hand. Is there someone that's been believing something for over 30 years? Like, you've been praying for this, you've been wanting to see it, you've been like, this is what I feel like the Lord's given me, this is the promise. Is there something over 30 years that you've been praying for that God's promised you? If you would raise your hand, you don't have to tell me what it is, but is there something? Nancy.
And Frank did too.
Right. Okay.
So I felt like the Lord gave me a quick illustration.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
So I want to share with you an illustration that I felt that the Lord gave me as we were in that song. Sometimes we say, I have something. And that's true. Like, I don't often carry much money because I just use cards, but I have a $20 bill. Okay? So sometimes we say, I have depression. I have anxiety. I have a certain sickness. I have a certain disease. And that's true. I mean, we do have those things residing within our bodies or within our emotions, and we're dealing with it. And I felt like the daring to believe was, okay, yes, I have this, but when I hand it up to him, am I daring to believe that he's going to take it? See, yes, I have it, but am I believing, daring to believe that he's going to take it? Or maybe you're here today and the opposite's true. Maybe you're saying, God, I don't have peace. I don't have joy. I don't have hope. I don't have the $20 I need to pay my bills this week. So then are you daring to believe that when you reach up to him and say, I don't have these things, he's going to say, here's the joy you need. Here's the finances you need. Here's the hope you need. And then you can receive that. Okay, so the daring belief is, can he take it and can he give it? Amen?
That's good. So what we're going to do, Nancy and Frank, I just want the rest of us bodies to stretch forth our hands to them. And we're just going to agree in prayer. And we're going to dare and risk everything to see that happen. So Father, right now, we thank you for Nancy. We thank you for Frank. Lord, you know what exactly that's going on, that they've been praying for, they've been going after 30-some years and more. Lord, we dare to believe today that it can happen even right now. We dare, we risk everything to say, God, you are a God of the impossible. You can do it right now, right this very moment. What they've been praying for, what they've been promised, what they've been reaching for, you can do it right now, Father. Lord, we agree with them right now with what they've been going after. And we speak it right now to be done. We speak it to be done right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we say, thank you, Father, for what you're doing in their hearts, what you're doing in their lives, whether it's for them or for someone else, whatever it is. We speak it done right now. We speak it fulfilled right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for it. We thank you, Father, for it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Is there someone else here that's had something? Maybe it's been 15 years. Maybe not as long as 30. It's been something for 15 years maybe, or maybe in 10, that you felt like the Lord wanted to give you, promised you, something you've been going after. If that's you, raise your hand. Pastor Kurt, Tanya, Mike, Pastor Steve. All right, let's all stretch our hands forth to all these folks as well. Father, we just thank you right now. That, Lord, it's been a while. And Father, they haven't seen the fruit of that. They haven't seen the promise fulfilled. So Father, right now, we dare to believe the impossible. We dare to believe that you are good. We dare to believe that you are the hope within us, O God, to fulfill every one of these things, to fulfill it even today, Father. Even today, even right now, even after this prayer, that it would be done. Whatever situation is for them or for the other person or for whom it may be for or what they've been told or what they've been promised, Father, we believe right now that you can do it. And we risk it all to believe because you are the impossible God. You make all things that were impossible possible. Lord, we thank you for each and every one of them, oh God. We thank you that you promised the prayers. We thank you. And Lord, right now we believe that it will happen. Make it so, Father. Do it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Is there someone here that's been praying something for maybe it's been a year to 5 years, something a little bit shorter? Anybody else? Okay. Lisa? Suzanne? All right. Anyone else? Okay, let's just pray right now. Let's stretch forth our hands this last time. Father, right now, we thank you that you are a good God and you give good gifts to your children. We thank you, Father, that you are doing great things in our friends and family's lives, oh God. ask right now that you would do it. You would finish the work. You would do it the way that it was supposed to be intended for. Lord, that you do it right now. That you do it today, O God. That you do great things. Whatever it is, O God, you know exactly what it is that they've been praying for, that you've promised them, Father, or they've been going after, Father. Lord, I thank you right now that you're doing the work. You're finishing the work that you started, O God. Thank you, Father, for bringing about the fruition for the prayers. Thank you, Lord, for completing what you started. And I have to say thank you, Lord, for the testimony that it will bring, for your glory, for your presence. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Come on, somebody. God can definitely. Let's give him a hand clap. Let's say thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. You're so good. You're so good. I'll tell you what, church. God is so big. He's so strong. Expect him to do the things that you've been praying for. Expect him to do the things that he's given you, the promises that he's given you. Whether it's for you yourself, or whether it's for a family member, a friend, or maybe someone you don't even know, but God put them on your heart. Expect that God's going to do great things. Amen? Amen. Amen. Well, you guys are dismissed. Have a wonderful day.